אתם עם SBS בעברית. And we are joined now by Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi Shane.
Hi Amit, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And looking at the headlines of this week's edition, for a change, starting with some good news, with few companies winning the Finis Award. Tell us more, Shane.
Yes, so we have 5 companies that have Jewish people involved, either leading the companies or otherwise, who are the winners of the 2023 Finis Award, the FinTech Australia Awards, which were just announced on Wednesday night. So the impressive range of Jewish innovators are the driving forces behind companies, including Lumi, whose founder and CEO is Israeli native Yanir Yakutiel. He was one of the biggest winners on the night. It was the only company to receive more than one award for Best Workplace Diversity and Emerging Leader of the Year for staff member Paul Pagnon. Continuing a broader trend last year, seen with the Finis Awards, where most companies only won a single prize, Dr. Lily Sussman from WISR, which is spelt W-I-S-R, won Female FinTech Leader of the Year. WISR, whose chief product officer is Israeli Ben Berger, was also a finalist for Best Workplace Diversity, Excellence in Consumer Lending, and for the Positive Impact Award. Another company, Prosper, which has a Jewish co-founder, Greg Moshal, and an Israeli, Shai Chaim, as chief technology officer, won the award for Excellence in Business Lending, established 10 years ago as a responsive lender and financial manager for the business sector. It offers world-class technology and expertise. Now, Walter Rappaport and Rael Ross are co-founders and joint CEOs of BUTN, which is an embedded finance platform and funder specializing in assisting businesses to grow faster via multiple cash flow solutions. They won for excellence in industry collaborations and partnerships through their work with MYOB. And Honey Insurance, founded by Richard Joffe, won for excellence in insurance tech. FinTech Australia General Manager Rehan De Almeida said, "Gone are the days where one company can hope to clean up at the Finis Awards. This year's winners list confirms a trend that emerged last year, and we can firmly say that the industry has hit a level of maturity where there's achievement across the board. With that in mind, we want to congratulate the winners and finalists on what is a very sought-after awards. Over 100 judges sorted through 300 high-caliber entries from over 250 companies to find these winners. So congratulations and mazel tovs in this emerging fintech field."
Nice, and congratulations to the winners. In other topics, and back to Israel's 75th birthday, it's been already more than a month, but there were some notes from few community leaders, including the premier of Victoria, Daniel Andrews.
Yes, so it's following on from Israel's 75th birthday, which was a month or so ago. Two things. Good thing in Victoria, the premier Daniel Andrews toasted Israel's 75th birthday at a special event at the Windsor Hotel on Tuesday night, where he was joined by opposition leader John Pesutto and Israel's ambassador Amir Maimon and many community leaders. In paying tribute to Israel at the event co-hosted by Zionism Victoria, the Jewish Community Council of Victoria and the Zionist Federation of Australia, as well as Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Premier Andrews said, "Israel is a beacon of democratic freedom and the only true democracy in the region. And it's a consensus beyond the mainstream political contest in Victoria," he added. He described the event as a great opportunity for us to celebrate a milestone for Israel, not just its survival, but the preconditions for Israel and Israelis to thrive. Addressing multiculturalism, he reflected, "We're better for our differences," and he decried neo-Nazi rallies near Parliament this year as painful, evil, shameful symbols just across the road. I'm sure that there will be bipartisan support, he said, that just as we've banned symbols of hate, we'll ban gestures of hate as well. He said, on proposed Victorian legislation to outlaw Nazi salutes. Flagging an upcoming visit to Israel, Liberal leader John Pesutto reflected, I can only join with the Premier and say how proud I am, as I'm sure Daniel is, and all of our colleagues, to be part of a parliament that comes together with such strong support for the state of Israel. Condemning neo-Nazi rallies, Pesutto said, I join with the Premier and I want you to know that there is not a sliver of light on this between us. There will be a solid brick wall to this. Maimon lauded the Andrews government for becoming the only Australian state so far to open a trade office in Israel, and he said he looked forward to Pesutto's visit to Israel. He also mentioned, of course, anticipating direct flights between Israel and Melbourne from early next year. That's another thing he mentioned. So still on this 75th anniversary, and the not-so-good news, it's good news and bad news. The good news is a motion was introduced by Deputy Leader, Liberal Leader Natalie Ward in New South Wales to commemorate Israel's 75th anniversary. So that was passed in the New South Wales Parliament lower house last week. But there was some expected backlash. So Ward was one of a host of politicians who attended last month's Yom HaAtzmaut function in Sydney, hosted by the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And she described this event as a wonderful display of multiculturalism and bipartisan support for the Jewish state. And she said it was an honour to be in the presence of Holocaust survivors at the Independence Day celebration. A Liberal MLC Chris Roth, who supported this motion, said for centuries the Jewish people were ostracised, despised and subjected to the most abhorrent forms of ethnic cleansing. As the motion acknowledges, Israel has survived against the odds and is now a nation of free people, and no state in the Middle East has done more for LGBTI rights and racial and women's equality and for other human rights than Israel. Undoubtedly, he added, that truth disturbs those who would oppose this motion, and they often choose to portray the Israeli state as a symbol of oppression. Now, the not-so-good news is Abigail Boyd from the Greens and Labor's Anthony De Adam were vehemently against this motion, with Boyd going as far to say that the motion used a raft of discriminatory planning and residency laws to shrink the Palestinian population that lives under Israeli occupation. They said the Greens cannot support the celebration of the creation of an apartheid state. Now, De Adam accused Ward of provocation in introducing the motion. He said it's a provocation to the Palestinian people who live in my community and have suffered as a consequence of the establishment of the State of Israel. But Ward retorted that the motion is not a provocation, it's just a simple, straightforward motion to recognise a wonderful bipartisan event. Nonetheless, it is disappointing that the discussion has turned to divisive and negative territory. But there was some Labor support for the motion too, with Treasurer Daniel Mookie saying, New South Wales Labor supports a fair and just two-state solution, and we hope and pray that one day there will be two states living side by side in peace, harmony and economic prosperity.
Some politicians who agree and some who disagree, but that's the way it is. And you can read more about it on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. And talking about agreements, some calls from dozens of Jewish organizations around the world calling on the UN to ensure that the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance working definition of anti-Semitism will be referenced positively. Tell us more about it.
Yes, so the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council has joined 178 international Jewish organizations calling on the UN to ensure that the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism be referenced positively in its upcoming UN plan on monitoring anti-Semitism. The meeting is to establish the plan. It's going to be held on June 20th and 21st. AJAC, along with the other signatories, sent a letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressing their support and appreciation for the UN's commitment to making the UN a more effective force for countering and combating Jew hatred around the world. 123 academics and practitioners from across the world have also endorsed the letter. So let's see what eventuates with that one.
We shall wait and see. And that's all about fighting anti-Semitism and Jew hatred. To finish off, Shane, I would like to speak a little about sports. We barely touch on sports here, but there are some very exciting news, so I thought it would be good to mention it.
Sure. So very, very exciting news. In the FIFA Men's Under-20 World Cup, where Israel has made its debut, they've actually surprised many, but maybe not themselves, but they've advanced through the groups, past the group stage, and then they beat, they had another win against Uzbekistan, and that advanced them into the quarterfinals, where they were due to play Brazil this weekend. So that's quite an achievement, considering that not many people gave them a chance in this tournament to even win a match, and they've already won two matches and had a draw. So congratulations and Mazel Tov. They're doing everyone proud. And there's even been some local, I suppose, Israeli expats now living in Australia. A lot of excitement from them, including Maccabi New South Wales general manager Ori Danieli, who's kind of born and raised in Israel. He watched the whole match and was thrilled by and excited, filled with pride. And also Hakoa Football Club in Sydney, its board member and youth coordinator Ofer Greenberg said he's followed Israel's national teams closely for many years, and he believes this achievement by this Israeli side over the last week is the highest by any Israeli football team he's ever seen. So fantastic news, and let's hope they can go further.
Wonderful. Okay, let's hope for good news. Shane Desiatnik, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for your report on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News, and speak to you next week.
Thanks, Amit. All the best.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.